B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap? Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because... what were you thinking about this morning?
Well, I'm going to give you the honors today because I know you already teased
it, yes.
Your morning thought, which had me like, all right. So I'll let you go first. I'll go second.
Well, I'm sure not many people know the feeling of what the weather was at 4:50 this morning. But I was out and about at 10:05 this morning, Ant. And you talked about how crazy the weather was yesterday and how it started to cool off when the sun went down. Well, it stayed cool. And it was 69 degrees when I was out running, and I'm not making the old joke, but it was 69 degrees outside this morning. And dude, it got me thinking, man. It got me thinking of the autumn winds. And that was honestly, dude, I was running around the neighborhood this morning, and that's all I could think of, because I got sweaty from running, and then like a breeze kicked up, and I was like, oh man, it's a little chilly. Now, as the sun was coming up, it obviously started getting warmer right away, but dude... like I feel like
dude,
I got
it's close, man.
I feel like I got that first taste, yeah. Which is weird because it's going to be 90 today,
98 tomorrow.
But dude, I don't know, man. This morning, it just like it kind of hit me, and I was like, "Oh, we're getting there, man."
You know what's funny is that July was really difficult. Like people are rightly so. All right, rightly so, because I wished away the whole summer.
Yes.
Oh, the minute. The Sixers are out in the playoffs.
You were hitting the button.
I was like, I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. So, summer didn't even begin. It was like just after Memorial Day, and I'm already talking about football. So, I am completely guilty, and you're right. Everything you say about, you know, you're an idiot, right? You wish away the summer. You're right on. And now that we're here, I want to kind of slow it down.
Yep.
Right? Because we got camp.
Yeah,
enjoy August. I like August because it starts to kind of taper a little bit. Heat starts to taper off a little
bit. I felt it this morning,
bit,
man.
You know, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nasty over the next, you know, week or two. But it's close.
Yeah, dude, it was nice. When I did the run last week, same time, it was soup. Like, I walked outside. I was sweating before I even took my first jog, my first step. But this morning, dude, it was like, oh, man, I'm getting a taste of football weather. That's one of my favorite things about the start of the football season is also the weather, man. Like, I love that weather. It is really nice.
I mean, it's the best. Like, football weather is the greatest.
That first crisp breeze.
Yeah. Yeah, and even, like the heat itself, I get it. But there is that moment where it starts to creep in. Oh, my God.
Like, that was my morning thought.
That's a great... guess why?
Because I felt it, right? I walked out. Eyes were still crusty. And I was like, dude, this is nice.
Dude, I'm impressed. You're getting up at 4:30?
Well, yeah. Baby helps a little bit.
Right.
If I don't get up at 4:30, I'm getting up at 5. So I might as well just get up a little earlier.
I'll text you because that's my writing hour.
Like, my alarm went off 4:30 today and I was like... maybe I'll close my eyes and then I immediately heard him stirring. I was like, nah, I'm getting out. You got this, Christy.
You know, the one thing I always curse is the need for sleep. Listen, I like to sleep, but
yeah,
I wish we could do without it.
You wish you could be like Tom Brady in that commercial where you plug in because he's a robot.
Yes.
And you can just plug in, recharge.
Yes.
I could sit here, do the show. I got an outlet right here.
Right. I got so much to do. I'm like, all right, I got to do this. I wish there was no sleep. You didn't have to.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But
right?
you do have to, unfortunately. But yeah, I wish I could avoid it, too. That'd be nice. Like a nap. I'll take a nap every once in a while. It feels nice.
Yeah.
From a nap, you're like, oh, it's good.
Yeah. So the thought, my morning thought, is off of what you told me. I can't even remember what I was thinking this morning, to be honest with you.
I've been there.
I don't even remember. But my thought will be this, because you brought up Tom, and you told me that Tom dips the his pizza in the ranch.
Yes. And I told him to pipe down or the KGP would come after him. Now, nobody knew you were in Italy, but I know you got voices or you got ears listening at all times.
Right.
And so we dumped the audio so that you couldn't send over your troops.
Well, one of the things that I'm doing is it's a pizza brigade, man. And the protection of pizza.
You're going to lock a lot of people up?
Yes. It's...
Now, let me ask. Can I ask fascism. You something? Can I ask something?
And real quick, and then you ask me. But if you think I'm bad, dude, those people, when it comes to their food... So I'm doing this whole project about it, right? So anyway, these people, but I got a no. What the hell?
Are you putting like crushed red pepper on it or something?
I wanted pepperoncino, right? So their pepperoncino is more in the oil.
Okay.
But it's like, it's hot pepper in a pepper and it's like pepper oil, right? The pepperoncino. And I wanted some. I wanted some heat. No. For pasta.
Oh, okay.
No. I got no. You don't do that.
It's like you spit in his face when you said it.
Yeah, like they don't. Do we want to talk about rules? And there's certain things, man, you do not do. And they look at you and how you order. Like if you don't have a glass of wine with pasta, you're like uncivilized. You're just animal. Like what? Like how could you not? You don't want a glass of wine with pasta? They look at you, man. Like they want to lock you up.
So if Tom went out there and asked for a cup of ranch,
he would put him in jail.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Okay, so now let me ask you, this is my question, because I've done the ranch before, I've done all this kind of stuff before, I've done the General Tso's pizza, right, which obviously you're not going to have that in Italy, but what if you order takeout from a local establishment, like I did with Christy a couple weeks ago, and it's not that good, right, like the pizza's not that good. So, there were, what were we having? We also had like the hot, we had hot wing, right? And I dipped a piece of pizza in the hot sauce. And, dude, it was delicious. Because here's the deal. The pizza itself was not that good. You know some of the local joints, right? In the Hill and the Sewell area. Like, some of them lack taste. And so I dipped it in the hot sauce. And it was pretty good. It was a nice... It added a little bit something to it. Because there wasn't much taste to begin with. So if you're getting a bad piece, is it all right to junk up a bad slice? I'm not going to eat it. Like, I paid for it. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, it was not good.
It was not really that bad?
It was just kind of like, you know, I took a bite and I was like, ah, this is disappointing. No, I wanted a nice pie, you know?
The way I dress on pizza is different. Like, first of all, you can never, the hot sauce.
Yeah, dude, it was good.
I would junk it up with,
because it had that salty
onion,
taste.
Onion
there was a
salt
kick.
Or... onion salt or garlic salt or oregano or hot pepper. Like I would try to spice it up.
I got you.
To get it through, or maybe even heat it. Like the other thing you could do is you spice it up and you put it in the oven to heat it up. You guys, listen.
It wasn't even that. It was because we picked up. We didn't do delivery, right? We picked up, so it was still fresh in the box, but it lacked taste. And so the hot sauce gave it like a little extra salty taste to it, a little kick to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a violation.
Even though the slice wasn't good.
Nah, you can't.
I wouldn't do it to a nice slice.
I listen, you're a respectful lawbreaker. So, I'm not going to throw the book at you.
I'm not going to. Respectful lawbreaker. I got a good lawyer.
I'm not going to just, throw away the key. but dude, you can't do that.
It was good, man. I'll be honest. It made it better.
Here's the thing is, you got to go to a better place.
Well, now I know. I'm not going to go back to that place for pizza.
You gotta
everything
tell me
else,
what it is.
Everything
I'm
else
curious.
Is good.
Yeah.
Just not the pizza.
Dude, you know what the thing is? It's just, the pizza's ridiculous there. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is, it's ridiculous. It's the tomatoes.
I got my favorite places that I know are good, but we wanted to try something different. It wasn't good. And that was a mistake on my part for wanting to try something new.
I got to go into the protection of pizza, though. I'm sorry.
Well, Tom is here today, so are we gonna call him in for questioning?
At some point, I might levy charges. Yeah. He'll have to go through the grand jury.
Some of your rules, man.
Yeah, well, I know we're working on something.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Have it in the notes on my phone. See, what day did I type this out? This is what I was on vacation. This is how my brain works. June 25th. Oh, here's an idea.
I do the same thing, dude. In my notes, yeah. I do the same thing. We got Ode to the Broadcasters. Here's what I want to do. I want to talk about different broadcasters in sports. Celebrate Vince Scully. We're talking about the Phillies moves. And now the question is, baseball. You guys remember, you know, the older guys about when baseball, do I have it right that it was close to football? Like, it was, you know, nothing's Super Bowl and nothing's, but it was close to football. Like, it was a national sport more than today is a regional sport, which I thought made it better. I want to discuss that. Cuz Radio Tunist.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.